One of the best-selling albums from one of the greatest bands of all time. Grand On Stage presents Classic Albums Live, performing Queen's News of the World. We will rock you. We are the champions. An authentic recreation. Note for note, cut for cut. Plus, a performance of Queen's greatest hits. Friday, November 29th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for Classic Albums Live and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
Monday.
Yeah.
When traffic's a nightmare. When the workplace is hectic. When your boss calls you in for a meeting. When nature isn't on your side. There's only one thing you can do.
But no need to wake up the neighbors. Tune in every Monday night from 11 p.m. to midnight for Shed Progressions, where we play an hour of cool jazz to help you relax after a long day. Again, that's Shed Progressions every Monday night at 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're not afraid to get a little funky.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Jesse Bell here with you for your Friday morning indie wake-up call, and that was Soft Cult with One of the Pack. And today's indie wake-up call has a very light thematic element to it, and that's going to be pro wrestling adjacent. Some of these are tracks that wrestlers have used for entrance music. Some are just kind of really hard driving, kicking tunes that back in the day, in some cases, were used in like wrestling move clip compilations, you know, where they're all edited together to make it look devastating and cool, kind of early 2000s aesthetic to it. And some of these tracks are just, you know, good classic kickers that I would put on the playlist. In fact, if you come on Saturday, November 30th to Wrestling School of Rock, you might hear some of these on our pre-show playlist. So we've got that light wrestling motif kind of attached to this. The reason being, well, we've got the kind of big main event of the CFRC funding drive. You like that? Coming up Saturday, November 30th, Wrestling School of Rock in partnership with the Independent Wrestling Academy. A portion of the proceeds from this event will go directly to CFRC's funding drive. You're going to hear about the funding drive a lot over the next couple weeks, and that's because it's important. That money goes towards essential station operations. Some of them are day-to-day, and some of them are special projects, like our continuous work to provide the very best in local news, music, and sports. You can donate through CFRC.ca by clicking Donate, or you can donate through the Queen's University portal, which can also be accessed through CFRC.ca. So if you donate through the Queen's portal, you can get yourself a nice little tax receipt. If you donate directly through CFRC.ca, you can get yourself some sweet swag, hats, toques, sweaters, stickers, pens, posters, whatever it is your heart may desire. We've got a lot of really cool stuff, especially if you are a student. You can actually be eligible for some student discount cards from our dear friends at Smoke's Poutinerie. That's right, they are student discount cards, so they only are eligible for students. That's a lot of the people that listen to this fine station, so hey, a lot of stuff is up for grabs if you're feeling generous, whether it's $1, $10, $100, 10 cents, 20 cents, all that money counts, and it all goes towards fantastic causes here around the station to continue to keep the Kingston and Queens community entertained and informed in equal measure. Coming up next is something that I would wager has never been played on CFRC's airwaves. Maybe if there was some real kind of freak like me in 1987 and they were willing to pay the import fees. Maybe they played Rolling Sabbath by the Crush Gals, which is the theme of the Crush Gals. And if you have no idea who the Crush Gals are, one, that's very fair, but two, you gotta learn, because the Crush Gals were the biggest Japanese wrestling superstars and cultural phenomena of the mid-1980s. The Crush Gals, Lioness Asuka and Chigusa Nagayo. They were obviously a wrestling tag team, but they were also Japanese idols, and they were so ridiculously popular. They basically fostered this cultural phenomena and love for women's professional wrestling in Japan. Don't get me wrong, women's professional wrestling had always kind of been a thing in Japan, at least from the late 70s onwards, but it became the attraction in Japan. And wrestling is a huge part of the sports culture. And for a period of time, women's wrestling, thanks in large part to the incredible marketing, popularity, charisma, and just ability in the ring and on the mic of the Crush Gals, was like the biggest reason for that. Like, they start January 1983, and pretty much within a year, they become so popular that they are releasing singles. In fact, their first single, Bible of Fire, which, what an amazing name, first and foremost, sells 100,000 copies like in its first week or something. Like a ridiculous amount for a two-person act that is known as a wrestling act. These are not recording artists. They were wrestlers that were so popular they became recording artists. And I love, they would, basically the formula for the Crush Gals is that you have these two beautiful young women, and they would always have them feud against these kind of scary, monstrous looking female wrestlers with some of the best names ever, like Dump Matsumoto, who was like a human dump truck. She would wear like a hard hat, paint her face, carry around a weapon. She would also team eventually with Bull Nakano, who, look up Bull Nakano, just an incredible life in the ring, and then she became a professional golfer afterwards. But she had hair that was like a foot high, spiked up, multicolored. They would have these like really quite shockingly violent, bloody matches. And it's like the Crush Gals versus the Atrocious Alliance, also an incredible name, just carried all Japan's women's wrestling and made it into this cultural touchstone and inspired generations of not just female wrestlers, but wrestlers, period. So we're going to play Rolling Sabbat from the Crush Gals. And my favorite part of this song is towards the end, like the final breakdown, is just an announcer saying the names of various wrestling moves, like Giant Swing, Pile Driver, and my favorite, Western Lariat, because that is a combination of words that you may have heard each individually, but put together, it seems like complete and total nonsense. The Western Lariat, essentially, you just hold your arm straight out, you hit somebody in the chest with your bicep. You might know it as the clothesline, but there's a great, all-time great Southern wrestler named Stan Hansen, who went to Japan, and his entire cultural phenomena that he created was the Western Lariat, where he would just hit you as hard as he could. He'd come to the ring chewing tobacco wearing a cowboy hat, and he would just hit you in the chest as hard as he could. And he also became this, like, major figure. So anyways, we're going to play that. We're also going to play, in my opinion, the single greatest wrestling theme song of all time, Kaze ni Nare by Ayumi Nakamura. You can tell, Japan, they take it to the next level with their wrestling music. That's all I'm going to say. Anyways, before I get on another tangent about the incredible Ayumi Nakamura and the person she wrote this song for, Minoru Suzuki, let me just once again welcome you to your Friday morning indie wake-up call with, you can tell I'm amped up, I'm jazzed, a bit of a wrestling theme. We're about 8 days out from IWA and CFRC's Wrestling School of Rock, and I hope you'll be there. Go to iwacanada.ca, purchase some tickets now, because when we sell out, that's it, that's all. You're done. You're done. Here we go. Rolling Sabbat.
し続けるの限りなく切ない明日の一つ変えられない、この想い譲れない。 Oh, in the storm 嵐に向かって、羽ばたく鳥のように輝きの中で完成になれ。 I got to be a lonely warrior. We'll be right back.
spider 6 feet under. I am lover, kung fu lover. I am fighter 6 feet under. I'm a fighter, cartoon buyer. You see me without emotions. I see you across the oceans. We see us, but we're them today. You see me after your potions. I see you across the oceans. We see us above these notions. They are us and we are them.
Saturday, November 23rd at 6 p.m., join the Agnes Etherington Art Center for an immersive evening with writer and artist Renee Gladman, whose work inhabits the spaces between crossings, thresholds, and geographies as they play out at the intersections of writing, drawing, and architecture. Through her talk, Gladman will guide us through a spectrum of thought where sentences become drawings, drawn lines orchestrate sound, and music articulates the unknown. A conversation follows the artist's talk, moderated by independent curator and scholar Safia Syed. Visit for tickets and details. In partnership with Black Studies, the Revolutionary Demand for Happiness, Queen's Department of English, and the Kingston Grand Theatre.
Hi everyone, I'm Michael Zuzek, and you're joining CFRC's Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program. I'll be creating new music in CFRC's studio and doing a live performance on November 24th from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Tune in if you enjoy rock and want to hear some newly written tunes from the Kingston region. In the meantime, catch up with me on Instagram at Michael Zuzek and feel free to listen to my newly released album, Everest, anywhere you can stream.
Shut up. Did you know that New Leaf Link offers day programming for adults with developmental disabilities? We serve families in Kingston and serve Frontenac. Our program focuses on arts, healthy living, and community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff and talented instructors provide a place for everyone to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
Your true, true friend loves you just as you are. Sometimes I yell like a wounded dog, even when I know there's nothing wrong. It doesn't ever seem to matter what I know. No, it doesn't ever seem to matter when I'm losing all control.
We'll be right back.
back. That was a nice long run of tunes there from the kind of sweeping and orchestral strings of the King to the World, aka Kaze Ninare, with Ayumi Nakamura, to the kind of more hard-driving club-type atmosphere of Out of My Head by Mobile, to your classic, and it feels weird saying that because I feel like this single was released when I was in, elementary school, Hard Rock of Alexis on Fire. We had New Surge with Cartoon Buyer. We had Peacekeeper with Current Swell. Sorry, invert that. Current Swell with Peacekeeper. There we go. We had Ducks Limited, their new single, Grim Symmetry. We had Dog by Lubaline. And you just heard Mystic Veil, that kind of dreamy, ethereal track by Vaughn. I mentioned we have sort of a wrestling motif, and I know the last couple songs may not fit that, but folks, you gotta understand. A wrestling show and a wrestling match, you bring people up hard, heavy action, hard driving sounds, and you mellow it out a bit so you can bring them back up, because that's exactly what we're gonna do here in just a moment. We've got a nice little run of hard rock and punk coming up, starting with a personal favorite of mine, The Chats with Smoko. We've got Viking Death March by Billy Talent, Hysteria by Muse, which I think is the greatest unused wrestling theme song. I can't believe nobody uses this one because the bass line is frankly sickening. And we'll also have Rainbow in the Dark by Ronnie James Dio, better known simply as Dio. So I'm amped up. We're going to get a little harder, then we're going to bring it down again. We've got some kind of pop and folkish stuff coming up as well. Remember, folks, it's a kind of wrestling-themed motif. So we're going to keep it in that harder register and then give you a few minutes to catch your breath. And hey, during that time when you're catching your breath, head on over to CFRC.ca, click donate, support the funding drive. It's how we keep doing the things that you know and love us for. Thank you for listening. Let's keep it rolling. This is The Chats with Smoko right here on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call, exclusively on CFRC 101.9 FM.
One, two, three, four.
You don't look so tall. Down on your knees, you don't look so tall. Cracking the whip on the backs of the pole. We'll ask you to stop, but you still wanted more. The blood on your hands left a trail as you crawl. Down on your knees, you just don't look. You don't look so tall. Open your eyes and the empire falls.